This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, people have told you around the league, Scooby, believe that it's guaranteed money, it's term length. A lot of the details that get sticky this time of year, especially as you're leading up to training camp. Now, I talked to somebody with the team who said, look, these are complicated deals to do, but we are working on it. We want TJ Watt here. So there's not a lot of traction right now as far as a potential trade, although there would certainly be a lot of interest if the Steelers would tap into that. But this is a situation where he's probably going to be the highest paid edge rusher in the league when this is all said and done. It just depends on when the Steelers can do it. Typically, they like to do their deals either around training camp or leading into week one. So this is far from over.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. That was Jeremy Fowler on ESPN on Saturday talking, of course, about TJ Watt. Some intel, a little bit, slight intel on what's going on there. It just continued optimism that this gets done. I don't know if it should get done, but I think it will get done. It does make me think a little bit about Omar Khan, though. And you heard Austin a couple times during our show update you on the extension that Omar Khan received. I have no issue with it. I think evaluating Omar Khan is difficult. Some of the things that you would evaluate him on very much in transit. Hasn't solved the quarterback situation. I think George Pickens, bit of a special case. No issue moving on from Najee. The way the offensive line looks, a little bit difficult because of Broderick Jones not playing his natural position. Troy Fautanu injured last year. I think this year will be pretty darn important when it comes to evaluating Omar Khan. I also think the Watt deal says a lot about Omar Khan. And I question a little bit whether we should just assume this gets done. Why? Have you thought about that? Why? Why are we assuming that this gets done? Because it's the way the Steelers always do things. At the same time, if you think about their offseason, has this been an offseason even remotely like they've ever had before? No. It hasn't. And I don't understand the general assumption that this will just get done. Or why it should get done, frankly. I look at TJ Watt, yes, one helmet guy. Yes, he's been an individually productive player. Absolutely. What have the Steelers won while he's been here? Not a lot. If you're TJ Watt, what are you trying to do? You're trying to likely make more money than Myles Garrett, be the highest paid edge rusher in the sport, get a lot of money, get the shine that goes along with it, all that stuff. Great. Does it make sense for the Steelers to buy into that? If you think about Omar Khan and what he's looked at with the Steelers, there's been a way of doing things that he doesn't necessarily buy into. The whole, oh, we've always done it this way. That's a trap that we have throughout Pittsburgh. If you ask somebody why something is a certain way, there's an explanation that they, honest to God, most times they think it is the, like a reasonable explanation. Well, we've always done it this way. It doesn't mean it's right. It makes me question the TJ Watt deal. When I think about Omar Khan breaking from so much Steelers tradition, and should he break from tradition when it comes to TJ Watt? Yes, the general assumption is that he's a great player. Of course he is. I'm not saying he's not. What I'm saying is it worth it to pay an edge rusher $40-plus million? And that's what Jeremy Fowler is saying that the Steelers are, at least at this point, leaning toward doing. A lot can and will change. July 7th through the end of August, which is, you know, a rough timeline if you're going to get it done before the regular season. There will be conversations. There will be things that are leaked. Media will get played. We'll react to things that we don't need to react to. But should the Steelers do this? Personally, I don't think they should, but my opinion also doesn't matter. Limits, are you a Watt in and out or in or out guy? Do you want to see them extend Watt?
I do at the right price.
What's the right price?
$37.38. Okay. Or they guarantee. See, I think a big part of this is the guarantees, Jason.
I know. Like that was the second part of my thing here. I think that's where they can kind of circumvent this a little bit.
Well, Garrett ended up getting over $100 million guaranteed, and Pony and I were talking about this on Friday before I hosted the Pirate pregame show. The fact that, look, Watt wants to make sure that he one-ups Garrett in some regard. I don't know if it's every regard with the length of the deal. Like, if he ends up getting more money than Garrett rather than $40 million and 1 cent, I think he would probably be okay with it because it's an extra feather in his cap. But he wants to be able to make more money than the guy that he thinks stole a award from him. And that adds on to his legacy, adds on to his Hall of Fame resume. So I feel like that's like a real thing for TJ Watt. That's not a talking point. I would want to pay him $37.38, guarantee year one, guarantee year two, maybe guarantee a good bit of year three, and add on a huge signing bonus. But then again, if you add on a big signing bonus to that, you're paying TJ Watt upwards of $47 million in those first couple of years because of the signing bonus, and that's just outrageous in its own right.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it, or does it make you feel good?
Well, I think it probably makes you feel good. Like, one thing, right. I listen to Cowherd a lot. Like, I'll go back after the show, and I'll listen to some of his clips that he puts out there. And he keeps saying that TJ Watt's going to get, like, $43, $45, $47 million. I'm like, whoa, who is saying that? Nobody is saying that. But I wonder if that's thrown out there because of a potential signing bonus. And I feel like the national media, a lot of people think that it's going to get done. And something that Cowherd said is, oh, well, the TJ Watt jerseys are everywhere around town. Yeah, I don't really know how much of a factor that is. But I feel like to the Steelers, it probably holds some weight. You know?
I think it absolutely
does. It holds weight.
Because it feels good. Not because it's the best move.
Yes.
Because it feels good.
And it's not like this is a... Well, Troy or well, Hines, you don't have anything left in the tank. If you really want to go to another team for 1 year, and it won't make you one helmet guy, but if you really think that you still have something left in the tank, okay, but we want you to retire with us.
Yeah.
TJ Watt still has 2-3 years. Year four is where I really struggle with the
If TJ Watt was 33, I think this is a different discussion.
It is.
If he's 33, 34, I think then you can look at this and the Steelers' views on it might change. I still don't think it's the smartest move. I think the smartest move is to make a tough decision now. Like, this is going to look bad for 1 or 2 years. But at the same time, I'm not going to spend $42 million on a defensive player.
Well, if TJ Watt would have won Defensive Player of the Year like he was projecting to be through 14 weeks, this is probably a completely different conversation in and of itself as well. You know, but he disappeared in the final month. Hell was unleashed on TJ Watt when they're supposed to unleash it on other teams. It was TJ Watt disappearing like a ghost
healthy.
On Halloween.
I mean, we're talking about last season, right? Not in general over the past couple.
He must not have been healthy.
There's no way he was healthy.
No, but I mean, nobody's been transparent about that either. Why hasn't TJ Watt come out and said, I wasn't healthy? Or more so, why hasn't JJ Watt put out some big leak on the McAfee show? Hey, TJ was significantly banged up. Maybe he has, and we overlooked it. But I feel like that should be more of a sticking point and more of a talking point if you're TJ Watt's camp.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, it's a good point. I fundamentally can't get on board with that. I can't. I understand the one helmet guy. And if you can manipulate this, and again, I agree with you here, Austin, that if they're able to create a creative enough deal to where it's not prohibitive in terms of team building, and Watt's able to give a little bit, fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I also realized that given his age, injury history, that sort of thing, might be tough on the trade front. You might really not bring a lot back. And I'm not presenting this argument as though TJ Watt is some sort of negative asset with the Steelers. Far from it. I just wish there was a way to not pay him $42 million a year. Again, so 37, we get a little creative. I don't know. Play with the guaranteed money a little bit. There's ways of moving it around. And I do think it'll get done. I'm not presenting that for any other reason. I do think it'll get done, but it does make me think, you know, Omar Khan's breaking from tradition in so many ways. Is he going to break from tradition on that? Probably not. We can root, though. Other topic I want to get into with Brooke Pryor from ESPN, again, she'll join us in about 10 minutes, is Aaron Rodgers. What are our expectations for Aaron Rodgers? A couple random things that popped across the interwebs over the weekend. Limits, I don't know if you saw this. Former NFL defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, of all people, was talking about the Steelers. It was on a Speak podcast, but he was talking about Aaron Rodgers needing to like be deferential. Use the analogy of like sitting on the back of the bus and some stuff. How much is Aaron Rodgers willing to take a back seat and just play his role? If he does that, according to one Gerald McCoy, they can go as far as the AFC Championship. Like, huh? You need Aaron Rodgers to like step back, basically be Trent Dilfer, and if he does that, the Steelers can go to the AFC Championship? Man, I don't know about you. If they bring Aaron Rodgers in here, I want them to be, you know, be Aaron Rodgers, please. Like, I don't mean throw it 60 times a game, but I don't want him being Trent Dilfer either. What do you want to see out of Rodgers? What is an ideal sort of look or scope on that for you?
You talking like how far they can go this year?
No, I'm talking about how do you want Aaron Rodgers, like how empowered do you want Aaron Rodgers to be? How much do you want the Steelers offense to flow through like every little thing that Aaron Rodgers does?
I think Aaron Rodgers should have the capability to audible at the line of scrimmage and be able to make some decisions then. Now, I do not think that means he should just entirely run his own offense outside of like a 2-minute drill where it's Aaron calling all the plays. Like Arthur Smith should have some impact, but it should be more of like a collaborative effort. You know,
screw that. He should call all his own plays.
Do you think he should call 100%?
It should be like not 100%, but I think he should be allowed to.
I think it should probably be like a 60-40 type of situation.
I'm good with that. Or situational.
Yeah.
2-minute offense, that sort of thing. I mean, the idea that Arthur Smith wasn't allowing Russell Wilson to audible at the line of scrimmage is absurd. And then, you know, I mentioned two little random things coming out there. And the Bruce Arians thing, him appearing on the High Volume podcast talking about having a bet with Ben on whose plays would perform better.
Yeah.
If we could go somewhere like, you know, between Arthur Smith and the BA and Ben drawing up plays in the dirt and see who scores first, like somewhere in that would be ideal for me. But I, at the end of the day, like I want Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand the sentiment of limiting Aaron Rodgers. You've gone through what you've gone through to bring him in here. Let him do his thing. I don't know if he's going to stay healthy. I don't know if you're going to have enough playmakers around him. I don't know if the offensive line is going to be able to block enough. I don't know if the running game is going to, you know, balance out the offense. But shoot, I'm not going to hold Aaron Rodgers back. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And especially because I still think that he has the arm strength and the capabilities to do that. He's also not a statue. I think that's kind of been a, I don't know if misnomer is the right word, but it feels
like. Yeah, I think it is. So, I think it's a narrative that is incorrect.
Some people think that he just is Peyton Manning back there and legitimately can't throw and can't move anymore, where Denver legitimately won a championship with Peyton Manning just checking down the ball every second of the time and just letting his playmakers make plays and letting a very, very good defense just go out there and feast against Cam Newton and others. And that's not the case. Like Aaron Rodgers, I think, still has the mind for the game. That's one thing that Manning had really well. But he still has the mind for the game. He still has the arm strength for the game. And another year coming off of the injury, I think, should help him.
Absolutely.
It's not going to take him back to 25, 26-year-old Aaron. Nobody believes that. But it should be able to help him get back to the best version of himself that a 41-year-old can be.
Sounds like it's self-help limits. We just need you to be the best version of yourself that you can be.
That's right.
That's good.
And he needs, you know, some darkness retreats to be able to go through it, but, you know, to its their own.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
However way you slice it.
I'm good on the darkness. I don't want to do the darkness. 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Oh, we got a repeat limits. You doubled up on Gunnar Olszewski.
I did.
I want another 89. I'm giving you my weather read back. This is invalid.
Mm.
Who's another good 89? Ernie Mills? Was Ernie Mills 89?
That's a great question.
I'm going to look that up in the break.
Other number 89s, Ernie Stotner in the 1951 season, but then he changed his number to 70 and was retired. So Ernie Stotner for a season, or 79.
All right.
Or 89.
I'd take 79. I'd take Ernie Stotner for a season over another day of 89, but so be it.
Lee Mays or Matt Spaeth. Remember the tight end,
Matt Spaeth?
Vance McDonald was 89, remember?
There you go. Ernie Mills was 89. Will Blackwell, I like it. I'm up on the Google. I found the Google.
Vance McDonald had a run of like a year where he... Do you remember that stiff arm that he had in Tampa Bay?
Didn't they call him the Vanimal? Or am I mixing up a Major League Baseball pitcher?
I think you are.
I think Vance
was
Worley.
Vance Worley.
Yeah, Vance
Worley was the Vanimal.
They should have called Vance McDonald the Vanimal.
I remember the stiff arm that somebody made. It was like, you know, one of those Strip District T-shirts. It's Vance McDozer. It was like a bulldozer.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Vance McDonald.
All right. Today, sunny eye of Gunnar Olszewski or Will Blackwell or Ernie Mills or Vance McDonald. Whatever flavor you want. Great weather for Bob and Malzie to golf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.